First item we have on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the last meeting. Everybody had a chance to look those over, if there's a motion for approval. That motion, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next up on the agenda, we've got old business and the project update you are.
I'm on the city of Enfield, Kilburn Avenue Road Diet. The Board of Public Works approved the preliminary engineering contract with a consultant on September 25th, and it has been turned out for processing. For the Weinbach Avenue Road Diet, NDOT has issued an authorization to proceed with the preliminary engineering contract. On page 2 is the carryover of the Washington Avenue, 2nd Street, Parrott Street area improvements. A kickoff meeting was held September 23rd with all interested city departments and to discuss the scope of service. For the T-Couple Safe Route School project, at the last board we tracked a meeting in August, all parties agreed that the project's letting would be moved from March 4th, I believe that was, to February 4th. Moving on to page 3, in the Denver County project, we have the Green River Road widening for Miller's Road to Kansas Road. The project is 24% complete with contractors working on storm sewers and fills in the new roadbed. For the Maryland Street Bridge over Pickett Creek, the project was posted for bids again starting September 26th. All the bids will be open on October 4th. For the town of New Road,
Oh, not that one. Maryland Street Bridge is not over.
Oh, okay.
Told you that way.
So that's October 4th?
Yeah.
Okay. Town of Denver, the Denver St. Ralph School project, a pre-construction meeting was held September 3rd, and construction was expected to begin September 29th. For Rivertown Trail project, property appraisals are expected this month. And for Newburgh sign replacement project, NDOT has approved the scoring of the RFPs, and negotiations have begun with Dean, Longest, and Ness. For Ward County project, we have the Oak Grove Road project section 1. This is from the county line at 164 to Everett Road. This project is scheduled to open to traffic on or before Friday, it's supposed to be September 26th. And for Bridge 371, Old Highway 66 over Little Pitchy Creek, this project is now complete. Moving on to page 5, NDOT's US Highway 41 Wood Expressway Interchange project. The project was led for construction to Rachel Inc. of New Road for a low bid of $19,182,806.14. The engineer's estimate was $21,010,000. That's all the updates that I have.
Do I have any questions for about any project? Well, thanks, Laura. And next, we move on to new business. And we've got TIF administrative modification.
We approved those as a process on September 11th. And these are for information only and no motion or action undertaken by the policy committee on these, but just so you know. The CPO's UPWP, the work program, was revised to reflect a minor change to the next comprehensive operational analysis, small adjustment to AEC from $1 million to $1,015,000 for some additional work there. That project is funded 80% federal STP funds and 81% local match. And a second request was made by KYTC for item number 02087, which is Ottoman Parkway, pavement preventive maintenance from Panhandle Parkway to just east of Utopia Road. Add group projects from the group projects list for construction in fiscal 2015, and that project is $12.4 million. That's going to be 100% NHS funded with a match of Kentucky toll credit.
Any questions on this? Good thing. Thanks, Greg. Next up on the agenda is public comment. I don't know if anyone has any comments on anything this morning.
We've got the pavement management in van. The van is going to be collecting the data for pavement management from the downstairs and this tower. Some transmission. I'm going to say just a little bit before we offer, or what we'll do is at the close of the meeting, then we'll offer everybody an opportunity to take a look at the van. We'll let Howard talk a little bit about what he's here for. And
So my name is Howard Luxoy. I'm the president and CEO of Transmap. We are working with EMTO to collect a bunch of data here in the region, so the counties and the cities. We've got this van with some cameras and some lasers and some pavement scanners on it. We're driving every road in both directions. We'll collect a whole mass of data, and we take it back to the office and we process it and we measure all the cracks and we pull out all the information that's in the data and we deliver it back in GIS data and reports and analysis and a software program called MicroPaver that helps us determine the best places to put funding and, you know, do preventive maintenance versus looking at scenarios and optimizations and budgets and all that kind of good stuff. So the van is here, and our crew is here. We enjoy Evansville. It's a great, nice place to be. Good weather. We're enjoying it so far. We will be here probably for a month and a half to 2 months, something like that. Any questions?
Are you looking at all the roads in that area, or just the city and county roads?
All the roads. So, well, not private roads. So, stuff that would be privately with the we are driving anything that's gravel, or but obviously, if there is no pavement, we won't measure cracks. But we are collecting the data on the full network. Well, the state network. Right?
Evaluate the
pavement? Yep. Yeah. So we've got sensors that measure certain things like rutting and IRI, which is smoothness and texture of the road. And then we actually have software that measures cracks and does all the different types of cracks. We put it in the MicroPaver. MicroPaver is an American Public Works Corps of Engineers, you know, an Army Corps of Engineers product that says, okay, when you're in this region, this is how pavements deteriorate. If you put these levels of cracks in, it gives you a score from 0 to 100, 100 being perfect and 0 being failed. And it helps you kind of prioritize and track where things are. And it'll also do a forward projection and say, well, in 5 years, if you pay this, this is what you're going to have. If you pay this, this is what you're going to have. So it's a real good tool for budgeting and network analysis and all that. So the what if questions are pretty neat.
Collect any curb or sidewalk information with that?
We are collecting curb and sidewalk data. and signage, and in some areas, right, drainage inlets, and everything is in the database. All needs to be done is pulled out. So if there are additional things down the road, like we did this whole project in Tampa, and nobody wanted fire hydrants, and a year later they came back to us and said, could we get fire hydrants? Well, all that data is there. You just have to extract that portion of it and put it in. So that's the neat thing. About 60 feet in to the center line of the road on both sides, we've got a full 360-degree coverage. So you can really get a lot of data. And you guys will get all the visual imagery data, like Google Street View, very much like that. But you own it, it's local, and you know when it was taken, and it's a lot higher resolution. And we'll be on the web. Internally. Fanny is downstairs if you want to kick the tires.
Thanks for the information.
Sure.
Anybody have anything else?
Is there a motion in there?
Motion. We're out of here.
Thanks, Shane.
Sure.